I had a, she was probably about 12-year-old, just, you know, after her release, just describe how her body had less tension. And again, you know, there's just a lot. The body's complicated, right? I mean, right. there's a whole myriad and list of things that you might see.
That's part of where everyone's learning on their own and through social media, and I think that's been great for people to learn how to detox and how important it is to be mindful of that.
Yeah.
And because it's never just one thing, right?
Absolutely.
It's never just the tongue tie. Oh, you just need I feel like we bring a lot of different pieces together. And that's how I felt working with you two, going through assessments. We talk about a lot of different things.
Yeah.
It's not just going in for a quick pop, right?
Yeah. I've seen the Treasure Valley when you have so many young families moving into the area that, you know, with another child with a similar circumstance, whether it's a tie or a challenge in whatever way, you realize that they didn't have the resources that we have here. And that's, you know, great for us as practitioners, but even better for the family.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Chelsea Todd, and I have an amazing guest with me today, Dr. Anneker. She is a fantastic chiropractor. I took my son to her when he was 1 week old, and then she's been giving me help with all of my prenatal care. Mm-hmm. So very happy to have her on today to discuss, you know, what is chiropractic exactly and all the benefits lifelong that it can help support, you know, you and your baby and how it relates to tongue ties and, you know, what we do for pre and post-pronectomy as well. So Dr. Anneker is here. So thank you very much for giving us your time. And I'd love to start out by just asking you, you know, what is being a chiropractor? What is chiropractics? Because most people, I think there's a big misconception that you just go in and it's pop, pop, pop your back and that's it. And I'd love for you to explain a little bit more in depth of what it is.
First off, thank you for the opportunity to come here today and to share with your listeners. And chiropractic really is, you know, I think in a traditional sense in our society, like you're, you know, talking about, that adults might think a little bit more like it's headaches, it's low back pain. And certainly, you know, we do well with those types of challenges. But for us as chiropractors, it's really about taking a look at the nervous system and seeing how your nervous system is functioning. You know, the nervous system obviously going from the brain, the spinal cord coming down, and then out to every organ, gland, muscle in your body, which really means all functions of your body are regulated by the nervous system. So certainly when we start to talk in context of children, it looks different than, you know, a newborn does not come in with low back pain and headaches. So obviously, you know, we'll switch the conversation and help the listeners to better understand that it's not about just aches and pains, but instead it's about when your body functions better, you can better adapt to the stressors in your life, which means that you have more ease and you can do life with greater, you know, greater performance. And with the little ones, it means the ability to do the functions that they need to do, but also to be able to go through their milestones with ease as well.
Absolutely. I think that's what was even new kind of to me going through chiropractic care, is how much it focuses on that sympathetic nervous system, which even for my field with airway, how much the tongue and all of our sleeping kind of comes back to what happens at night, the sympathetic nervous system, and how important it is to really bring all those pieces together. So, you know, I'm kind of familiar with all the providers for infant care, being an infant tongue tie specialist. Mm-hmm. And at 1 week old, I was having a lot of breastfeeding issues and I was working with a lactation specialist, and she said, you really should get in with a chiropractor, and recommended you. Mm-hmm. And so at 1 week old, I started taking my son to you, and, you know, most people think a baby going to the chiropractor, and, you know, even me before I got into this field, I thought, what do you mean a baby? What do you do on a baby? So, you know, we saw you routinely, we still see you routinely, but what are some of those things, kind of even with my son as well, that you would see? You know, he did have a tongue tie, he had a lot of tension, you know, at 2 weeks, he had flipped himself over on his stomach. What are kind of the things that you do for infants in that situation that are really beneficial, not just with, you know, their body, but again, kind of everything?
Yeah, that's a lot of questions.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Multiple, that's a whole bunch.
That's multiple questions into one. So I'll certainly start with, I think, even backing up a little bit with what you brought up about, you know, me talking about the nervous system, you talking about, you know, in the dental field, you know, within Pacific, the airway aspect of it, and what you see within the body being revved up, or that sympathetic nervous system, that fight or flight, mm-hmm. that distress part of the nervous system. And then there's the counterbalance of the nervous system, which is the parasympathetic, or the more the ease, or classically said, rest and digest. And so, you know, as we dive more into what do I see with tongue tie, children that have tongue ties, what are their presentations? How does chiropractic help? That a lot of times, like what you started to describe within the sympathetic nervous system, is that we are seeing their bodies more revved up. Whether it's the fact that this tension that's being placed from the tongue down to the tips of their toes, and the way that we see the presentation that might be going on with the child, they're overcompensating, you know, trying to feed, trying to breastfeed, and how they're, again, their body's being revved up, trying to, you know, survive and do the tactics that they need to do when they've got a challenge like the tongue tie. So.
Okay. Yeah. And it's, you know, very, very gentle. So
absolutely,
the care with the infant, you know, it's not, you know, people are like, well, do they put them on a board? And like, right?
Yeah,
they think of like how an adult is. You know, from my experience, it was just so gentle, and the assessment you did. It was a very peaceful experience. And I feel like, you know, each time, you know, I noticed a huge improvement. And there was actually one visit we had where, you know, he would never lay on my chest. Mm. And he just always wanted to be out. And he did. He just had all this tension.
Mm-hmm.
And so after one of our visits, it was the first time he could actually go chest to chest and kind
Isn't
of
that
way.
Amazing?
And it is amazing. And I've had multiple experiences with you. I have, you know, my little son is 10 months now.
Yeah.
But we've had, like we just talked, we had colds, and we've had different things that happen. I bring him in, we get adjusted. And it is, it's just kind of helping the whole body recover and getting it into a place where it can function better.
Yeah, the beautiful part about the adjustment, like you're saying, which is probably one of the most, you know, common first questions, especially for those that, you know, maybe know about chiropractic but don't know about pediatrics, or, for example, I've adjusted as early as an hour old. I oftentimes see a lot of children between, you know, 2 to 10 days is not uncommon in my office. And so you're right, just to explain that, is that it does look a lot different, that you know, the amount of touch is either a light pressure and or can sometimes the tapping motion is how I would describe the adjustment, that's really the amount of pressure just to place lightly on an eyelid. And so it's a very, very soft approach. And, you know, as far as chiropractors go, certainly there's specialties or areas of expertise that chiropractors, different avenues that we'll take. And certainly, you know, understanding the newborn child is, I would say, a specialty in itself. Just the nuances, their different stories, the stories of what might have happened, you know, prenatally with the birth, the stressors that are placed on their bodies. And when people are trying to ask or understand why there might be different things, different challenges that go on, like we said, whether it's, you know, a tongue tie, troubles breastfeeding with or without a tie, if they're constipated, if they're gassy, reflux, you have to do just like yourself. You have to put on your detective hat and try to figure out what's going on and what the cause of the problem is. But certainly when, if there's been, you know, mom has had chemical, emotional, or physical stressors, and or dad with conception, but then preconception. And then I think as chiropractors, we're always playing the detective work to also listen what's going on or what's happened within the birth process, just when we're assessing the newborn. And then certainly we have our own set of things that we're looking for when we're palpating or feeling gently along the spine, looking at reflexes, you know, really evaluating, like we've been talking about, you know, is that nervous system, is it on track for where it should be, or are things, you know, too much or too little, or revved up or revved down from where the nervous system should be modulated in order to communicate. And then also, like you said, too, that there are certain things that we're looking at with the newborn, but then also my goal overall in the office is to get the child's body to be better regulated and better adaptable. And then, you know, also patients have the option, like yourself, that once we get the child to arrive at a better place, that they may continue on more of a wellness where they say, hey, you know what? My child, the brain doubles by the age of 2. And so that growth and development that's going on, we want to make sure that they're meeting the milestones, they're going through life with ease, or, hey, my child has congestion, or their immune system's being challenged. That's a time that, you know, people will bring their children in order to get checked. Again, not, you know, a different concept on a level of children, but certainly the adults, once they understand the wellness aspect of it, they also utilize chiropractic like this. But, you know, when I'm off, whether it be the immune system, I'm not meeting a milestone, you know, I'm having trouble sleeping, I'm not as relaxed. Chiropractic can help the body to really better regulate the nervous system.
Okay. So, I mean, our country, like, we don't really focus on maintenance, I would say, kind of that Western medicine where we go in where we have a problem and, you know, going through having a baby, having complications. I really believe that we should be, you know, be able to go to lactation support for every baby, body work for every baby. And is that kind of how you feel about chiropractors? Is something you feel that every baby should have an assessment and that, you know, chiropractic isn't just for babies with, you know, maybe torticollis or some common issues that you would go in? How do you feel about, you know, just everyone having an assessment?
Absolutely. You know, we really live our lives through our nervous system. And I call that first adjustment the reset adjustment. Even in the most beautiful of pregnancies, births, checked all the boxes, things went great. It's a beautiful reset on life. And so we're not without stressors and they're adapting into the world. And so I would say from early on, you know, I've been in practice over 22 years and even early on in school, really having that bigger vision of, you know, the opportunity, like you're talking about, for children to be able to be checked, to see where their nervous system is at. There's research with the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association that talks about 95% of the children have our definition of when the body is stressed beyond its range of adaptability or when the nervous system is working harder than what it should is called a subluxation, or basically saying, hey, that 95% of children born have a subluxation or stress being placed on the upper neck, which, you know, when we dive more into ties, that care pre and post, that's a huge part of what I see is what's going on at the upper neck, you know, maybe at the base of the skull, that those areas really control and regulate so much. And just as we know, newborns can tell us some things, but there's also a lot of things they can't tell us. So this really helps on a prevention level to make sure that children are getting the, you know, really those best first days to that can, you know, possibly change the trajectory of their lives and how their body can regulate and modulate, you know, for whatever needs to happen or whatever their circumstance or stress that they might be up against down the road.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense because just, you know, naturally their head is so much bigger, weighs so much more than the rest of their body. So, I mean, all these things, right, coming out and we're not robots and we need adjustments. And you probably date back a long, long time ago and that was more routine, right?
Yeah.
Where now it kind of is just a missed part of treatment that we should be looking at for infants. So,
yeah, I think that, you know, even while yes, I think that, you know, it could be better, you know, more could get more children to have the opportunity to get checked. I think really applauding, you know, being in practice for over 22 years, that I think that this generation of moms, you know, whether it be just something as simple as having access to the internet and, you know, even some of the good things about social media is that people, that moms and dads, but moms, you know, of course, are a lot of times who comes in, not that dads don't come in as well, bringing their little ones in, but that they're, you know, getting better access to understand and they're looking for different ways to stay as healthy as they possibly can. And I think to be able to have a different time period and a different generation, you know, definitely see, you know, a lot of times when I'm adjusting pregnant mamas, honestly, sometimes on their first visit, you adjust newborns, right? Because I want my newborn to be checked. And I haven't even, you know, said anything to them yet. So yeah. I think there really should be some kudos to the generation of moms that are out there raising kids today.
Yes, I agree. It's kind of an awareness and awakening of it's not just one way that it used to be.
Yeah.
And there's great providers like you. And that's why I love bringing the awareness to infants because I don't think it's very common. I mean, I would have never even thought of taking my infant to a chiropractor before. So before I got into doing tongue ties.
Yeah.
So everyone knows I am a big advocate and I preach about body work pre and post release because when I see these babies with ties, they do have a lot of stressors. You know, and every baby's really different, but some just have so much body tension, so much face, neck, intraoral tension. And if they're not feeding, but they're trying, right, their sympathetic nervous system's out of whack because they're struggling to feed and mom's struggling and all these things. So how do you feel about those tongue-tied babies that you see doing pre-release? You know, kind of what are the things you do pre-release procedure?
I would say overall, it's, you know, the assessment is the same whether the child has the tie or not for us. But certainly you're seeing a lot of tension patterns like you're talking about going on, you know, whether it's the compensation of, hey, I'm trying hard to feed and my nervous system isn't regulating or communicating via the, you know, the nerves going out to the tongue or to the face or the tension of the tie. Yes, it's about the tongue, but obviously it goes all the way, you know, all the way on down the body. So if you're seeing that the, you know, sometimes the hips are arched up or the mid-back has a lot of tightness or, hey, they're not getting a good latch. So the abdomen is really tight and they're gassy and refluxy. And so there's just a large presentation that's going on. And I think the beauty of chiropractic and other body work is that I think the more that you can help out to relax some of those tension patterns before the release, it means that that is going to be, you know, less that you have to work through or less tension that the baby has. And I know, I don't know if you'd agree on the same level, but just even one time being at a seminar with Dr. Richard Baxter, who wrote Tongue Tied, and he was talking about how post-release, you know, just kind of, you know, after the release, holding the baby, you know, maybe rocking them a little bit, and just to be for him to be able to feel, you know, whether it's chiropractic or other body work, you know, even just right after the release, that they're just less tight and less tension patterns that had gone on. So the more that you can get their body to open up and be relaxed before and then after helping their body to heal, you know, I think the greater the outcome that you're going to have.
Yeah, and that's what I found with babies who are really tight. If I was to go in and release that day, and some of these ties are, you know, pretty significant and obvious, and I know I want to release them, but the baby's in such a tense, tight place that if I release in a tense, you know, atmosphere, it's going to heal tight. Parents can't get in and stretch. And there's really a benefit to even one or two sessions of that prep work, because releasing whatever kind of fascia and tightness that you can.
Yeah.
You know, of course, we have the tight tongue, but, you know, even if it's in the neck, it can help soften things out significantly, where now I can open, you know, the baby opens its mouth bigger and they can lift their tongue up a little bit. So it's just helping to unwind, even if it's not 100% before the release, but it's very important. I'd say it heals better, stretches go better, getting in the mouth, and it takes you, so you're not starting at, you know, ground zero from a release. And now you're dealing with post-op wound care and, you know, body work, you know, trying to unwind the baby as well. It's just breaking it up in a nice way.
Yeah, I think it's great. And I think that, you know, I think that just thinking about what might be going on, you know, for this baby, you know, every child is going to have a different story. But, you know, if you've got the tie itself, and then, you know, just thinking why there might be other layers to it, right? Like they might be compensatory patterns, I will say, just because of the tie. But maybe in addition to that, you know, the child was born, you know, vacuum, or mom was like, you know, kind of like some of the things I talked about before, like maybe mom was under a lot of stress, or the shoulders got stuck, or, you know, there might be more of a story, kind of a 1 to 2 to 3. So I like you're saying, even if you can get a couple of visits before the release, or just something to start to get the body, you know, whether you call it unwinding or opening up or balancing or better regulating the nervous system to get things to calm. Again, I think the better off you're going to be with, you know, the outcomes of after the release as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So you and I have shared a few patients, the mutual patients and kiddos that I've seen under surgery where they're a little bit older, but still young enough they couldn't tolerate doing a tongue tie release in the chair, and some pretty significant tongue ties, I would say, it's where, you know, the whole tip of the tongue is kind of stuck right between the lower teeth on the back. So what do you see in those patients that, you know, now we're 5, 6 years old and we've had a tongue tie like this, and what kind of happens in those years with not addressing it?
not addressing it. So I think that, I mean, everybody, again, is going to be different. But I'm even kind of jumping ahead to a couple of the adults recently that have had releases as well. And just thinking about, you know, it's like anything in life with your health. The sooner you get things taken care of, the less compensatory patterns or the less that the body has to correct, you know, try to find ways to maneuver around whatever it needs to do. So it just creates a lot of times more challenges. So whether, you know, whether there's headaches or neck tension or tightness. I know recently I had she was probably about 12-year-old, just, you know, after her release, just describe how her body had less tension. And again, you know, there's just a lot. The body's complicated, right? I mean, there's a whole myriad and list of things that you might see. And of course, you have the tie, and then you know better than me, but if they're not breathing well, I mean, that also, that arousal, how, you know, of waking up can also create other patterns and things to happen as well. But I think over just, you know, purely on a structural basis, you're seeing a lot of the headaches, the tension, the jaw pain. Mm-hmm. I think even going back into needing expanders and orthodontia, again, your field of practice here, yeah. But, you know, those are just, you know, the things that I'm taking in the case history to help to understand how the body has had to adapt and maybe certain things that they saw, but through the discovery, they then realize that these things are correlating to the ties that they've had. Okay. So
one of the things I see that are really common with our tongue-tied patients is that forward head posture.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So again, from a young age, kiddos, because of that we're talking about compensation methods.
Yeah.
And that's an easy way, you know, to compensate. Mm-hmm. It's kind of this forward mm-hmm. head posture, right? Mm-hmm. So that puts pressure on, you know, areas of your spine, and people might come in for, well, I'm kind of hunched or this, you know, forward head posture, but then it leads back to so many other things as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, to be real honest with you, in our day and age, I think that's the forward head posture, you know, kind of on a sidebar note here, between, you know, technology, iPads, you know, phones, et cetera, that's also bringing the head forward, which again, I think you could layer this by saying if you have this as a structural challenge, and then we have all the technology that's going on in our world, or, you know, time sitting in front of a computer, even, you know, earlier ages, whatever, you know, or a tablet, whatever that might be, that also just layers the compound effect of, you know, 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 things that by the time, you know, 5-6 years of their life has passed. Certainly that's not a long, long time of their life, but a lot of compensation happens, or it may happen during milestones, you know, going back, if you're seeing, hey, they didn't crawl well, they didn't love tummy time. You know, it just kind of keeps, you know, therefore their ab muscles are not having the strength that they should. And that even adds more to the forward head posture. So, you know, they're definitely, I think, again, the more that you can get on top of things earlier on in life, the better that you're going to change the trajectory of their lives and the tension patterns that the body begins to compensate a lot earlier on than what it should.
Okay. How do you – now, this is kind of new, and everyone's been talking about the MTHFR gene.
Oh, uh-huh.
All right. So – and that was the first time I heard it was when I did a course with Dr. Zaghi, and then I thought, maybe I have that. Like, you know, so I know people are getting tested routinely for it, and they're kind of tying maybe mm-hmm. tongue ties. I mean, it's not certain, but maybe there's some
asking the questions,
you know, defects that are going on. And mm-hmm. I know that's kind of talked about in the tongue tie world, just focusing on that, but is that something that affects your world as well?
I think that, you know, I don't do the testing for it, right?
Right.
So, and it's not in my scope of practice to do the testing for it, but just as you're taking care of a population that, you know, the pediatric specifically, you can't start not to ask questions mm-hmm. about that. I think that, you know, and then you are, you know, there's like, obviously the academic side of understanding it. And then there's also the practice side where you start to see even where I might just see something else midline, for example, on an adult where I might see like on a kid, which would be a stork bite. And I just might randomly ask them, hey, do you have a hard time, you know, with perfumes or smells, or maybe you, you know, if somebody drinks, they don't handle alcohol well, or, you know, their body doesn't detox well. And a lot of times you'll hear that answer.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. So again, I'm not doing the testing. I'm really just out there randomly asking the question. I think, you know, with the MTHFR gene, that it's talking about your body's ability to detox. We should probably say that when as I gave that explanation. But if it comes up or a lot of times it's the mom, it could be the dad, but if the mom asks me that question, I think even within acknowledging that you might have the genetic SNP for it or, hey, I do have it, I think there's part of the awareness that a patient may have it. But then I also talk about it that, within our genetics, we have a lot of things that get turned on and off and are more expressed if we're in a more toxic environment. So I think that also relates back to whether mom or dad know that they have it or don't have it, that, to not have absolute fear around having it is to start to think about what can we do to lead, I'm going to call it a cleaner life. Mm-hmm. The food that we eat, the toxins, can go down the road of in chiropractic when we're looking at those things, it's, emotional, chemical, and physical stressors. And so, the chemical stressors, of course, can we up our game on, eating more fruits and vegetables? Can we up it again and eat more organic? Can we go one more step up and get our food from the farmer's market? Mm-hmm. So the less toxicity that you have, the less that your body is going to be expressing that. And I think even, for a mother that thinks, oh, I might have it, or dad might have it, and then, oh my goodness, what are we going to do from here? I think, again, being empowered to know that the cleaner your lifestyle is, going back into preconception if you can, the better results you're going to get, no matter what we talk about, for mm-hmm. your children too. So I think that's also the piece that, yes, to be aware of it, but also you can do something to make it, better within the expression of yourself or your families, your kids if they have it, et cetera.
Yeah, just again, that's part of where everyone's learning on their own and through social media. And I think that's been great for people to learn how to detox and how important it is to be mindful of that. Yeah. And because it's never just one thing, right?
Absolutely.
It's never just the tongue tie. Oh, you just need I feel like we bring a lot of different pieces together. And that's how I felt working with you two, going through assessments. We talk about a lot of different things.
Yeah.
It's not just going in for a quick pop, right? Yeah. Which is what a lot of people think. So, what do you see with your patients who are kind of your sleep apnea patients, talking about kind of shifting to our older population? Because with infants, right, we have struggles feeding and we all, birth and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see with our sleep apnea patients and our airway patients, the sympathetic nervous system is
off the charts. I think it's, really knowing what you do well in your lane and then referring out,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think that, again, if there is limitations of matter or there's a structural challenge, I can help to provide a good environment. But on a level of airway or an airway challenge, we want to make sure I should back up. On a chiropractic level, so kind of, again, staying in my lane, you want to make sure that the nerves are regulating to help out with the vagus nerve, to make sure that the body is regulating that well, to make sure that, the nerves that go to the throat are regulating well. But again, if there's a limitation of matter or a structural challenge that isn't in my, field of study or, then that's a referral out. So mm-hmm. I think that, again, that can be something that you look at as in co-care, or I can get your body to this point, but I can't do much more past that point. So I think it's also about being honest about what's going on and, again, knowing when to refer out and how you can co-care.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the co-care aspect of it.
It really, and like you're talking about, it really is a lot of these things that we're talking about are a multifaceted, when we're talking, about structurally what's going on, how the body's functioning. I think going back to the ties, obviously we haven't mentioned, but the importance of IBCLC with breastfeeding, mm-hmm. that, in the circle that we're talking about, that's the other, I feel like that's the third leg of our stool here to say,
yes,
hey, all of us communicating together just allows for the patient to feel better seen and heard and know that they have, kind of a course of action that, we're all going to walk through it with them. And I think that even though your listeners may be out of the Treasure Valley, I think that's the real blessing of being in the Treasure Valley is that, the birthing, the newborn community, especially as you're, looking at, traditional but also alternative routes or more natural routes, that you're going to start to find that, you know, for lack of better words, we all know each other, mm-hmm. and we know our quality of care and we work well and you know, we know what we do well. And like you said, hey, there's a lot of tension here, whether it's chiropractic or other body work, something needs to happen before, you know, we do the release. And I think that's really the beauty of being in the Treasure Valley here and the great providers that are in the valley.
Yeah, we are very lucky. I would say I communicate every day with lactation body workers about different patients, and no one kind of has the blinders on where they're just like, no, this is what I do. And I answer, you know, all the questions that I answer, right? We ask each other, how's it going? Like, we're open to learning.
Absolutely.
And that's really great. I don't know how many other areas are like ours, but ours is really fantastic.
It we're is. Very lucky. I think even, you know, obviously in the Treasure Valley, when you have so many young families moving into the area, that, you know, with another child with a similar circumstance, whether it's a tie or a challenge in whatever way, you realize that they didn't have the resources that we have here. And that's, you know, great for us as practitioners, but even better for the families. I feel like the exhale that they receive when they know that they're well taken care of is just, you know, a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I think it's really important to highlight how much we all believe in wellness, mm-hmm. and maintaining health.
Yeah.
I think from the infancy, that's a real core in our belief, is that none of us are just really problem focused, right? Like, you don't just go and you have a problem. We maintain health, and that's kind of a different way of looking at things.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, with Wilder, we're in it a week, and then we got through that hard phase, mm-hmm. where we were, you know, every week, and I was with lactation every week, and it was a lot.
It's a lot, yeah.
And then we worked to, you know, those wellness places. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, if we have a problem, like Wilder was sick the other day and had a cold, and we, you know, did an adjustment, and he was significantly better the next day.
Which is awesome.
It was great. It really was. And that's really the second time we've had that happen with his congestion, and you've adjusted him, and it's made a huge improvement. So a lot can be done, you know, much easier earlier than waiting till these problems are big, kind of fire down the road type thing.
Yeah, I think, you know, like you're talking about, the more that you can get on top of things and then, you know, be able to change course early on, does change the trajectory. Because even though we don't, I always say, I don't always, you know that you're going to be exactly this story, but certainly when you start to see, like we're talking about in reference to a newborn versus a 5 to 6 year old, you see some of the challenges, whether it's immune system, enlarged tonsils and adenoids, not sleeping well, snoring, you know, bedwetting, whatever those things might be, you can help to understand within their story how possibly that could have gotten changed early on. And so I think too, when I talk about care in my office, my first goal is to really get that child to arrive at a better place. And then after that, then it's the parent's choice about continuing on a wellness level. But certainly, you know, whatever avenue you choose to be able to help your body on a wellness level, that longevity is important to think about, because the more that you can make changes again early on, the bigger it's going to make for going through, as a child, to go through milestones with more ease, or, you know, within the immune system, like you talked about, just for the, you know, to get an adjustment, and then that'll increase the immune system. And I think that's also the beauty of chiropractic, is that we really allow that innate or that inner intelligence within your body, that we're able to help the nervous system through the adjustment, and then the body can say, okay, where do we need to go from there? What do we need to heal? What do we need to help the body? And that's the beauty too of saying, you know, why someone might choose chiropractic after, you know, pre and post care, we'll say for a tongue tie, is that this can really help to go through life and go through milestones with ease.
Yeah. And it's a, you know, it's a procedure that is not easy, right? I mean, mm-hmm. parents have to do wound care and stretches, and you know, I feel like that's kind of the hardest part of all of it, is for 2 weeks, parents have to go through this and addressing the wound. Mm-hmm. And I feel like in that time, it's really helpful to, you know, have those adjustments as the baby is significantly changing.
Yeah.
You know, I have had releases where the baby has just, I mean, immediately, the tension.
Amazing. And I mean, the contrast of that, right? Yeah.
I didn't even say anything, but I bring them back and they're like, oh my gosh. And I said, yeah. And it doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen where I release and there is like a,
Like an exhale of what the body, the level of attention. And I think the amazement of that, you know, in contrast to say, what would have happened if this, you know, this was an adult, how much, you know, the world's already stressful. You know, we don't need any more stress on our bodies starting out from the get-go too. So,
Well, I'm so glad you're able to join us today and talk about chiropractics and, you know, especially infants, because I just believe it's, you know, so important to get a early start on things. So, thank you for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Wonderful. Such a passion of mine to, you know, be able to have this conversation. And thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. Bye. Like,